And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Sherrick Insurance. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Matt Zercher, for the town of Prescott Valley.
Marty couldn't be here today, so I'm filling in, and it's always an honor and privilege to do so. It's a little warm outside. I'm hoping everyone is staying cool out there and staying safe. We have a full show for you today here on Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley. And
Chairman of the Central Yavapai Fire District Board. I am the chairman of the Town of Prescott Valley Planning and Zoning Commission. So, yeah, a little bit, you could say, man about town type of thing. So today on Talk of the Town, we have Lori Walden. She's the marketing manager for the Yavapai Humane Society. And then we have Manuel Lucero. He's the assistant director for the Museum of Indigenous People, formerly the Smoke Eye Museum. And then on the member spotlight section of our show, we have Tiffany Talbot. She's the general manager of Freedom Station in the game in Prescott Valley. And also Daniel Martinez. He is an insurance agent with Farmers Insurance and the Daniel G. Martinez Agency. So pretty full show for everyone today, and looking forward to seeing what everyone has to say. With that, we'll take a quick break, but we'll be back here on Talk of the Town. Here on KQ&A, 1130 AM, KQ&A 99.9 and at 95.5 FM and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, Janessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Janessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Janessa's, with an E, Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same day and next day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. One of the things that's always impressed me about difficult times is how pets and animals raise people's spirits. They're non-judgmental and don't pay a bit of attention to social distancing. They love you whether you wear a mask or not, and always listen when you're pouring your heart out to them. That's why you should give them the best, and that's at Olson's. You can settle for good enough, or give your best friends the Olson's difference when buying their food, health supplies, toys, and treats. For the last 41 years, we've been feeding pets and animals with the philosophy of good enough just isn't. We offer in-store service, curbside, and delivery from all of our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. Experience us at our stores on Facebook, olsonsfamily.com, or olsonsgrain.com. Locals feeding locals, pets, and animals. That's us.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Matt Zercher for the town of Prescott Valley.
Hey, and welcome back to Talk of the Town here on KQ&A. Right now in the studio, I have with me Lori Walden. She is the marketing manager for the Yavapai Humane Society. So welcome, Lori.
Thank you so much for having me.
So during the break, we were just briefly talking about how you know, how slammed the Humane Society is.
Well, you know what? It's great. The community has come together so much. I think that everybody has realized that now's a really good time to have an animal at home with you. You've got companionship. You've got the time to work with them, let them acclimate instead of just bringing them home and then, oh, hey, Fido, tomorrow I got to go to work. So you've got time to work with them. We have gone to a appointment-only platform, which is working out very well. We ask you to go through a sanitation process, you know, with your hands and that when you come in. We've got time to work with you. We've got a whole half an hour for you guys to spend with the animals, get to know them a little bit more. After, hopefully, they leave with their new dog or cat, everything in the shelter gets completely sanitized down again, the doors, everything. So everything's staying very clean. We're doing the social distancing. But appointments are booked. I mean, really solid. So I think we're booked right now through Wednesday.
Wow.
So it's nice. I mean, I think we're down to like 9 dogs in the shelter right now. So, of course, there's more that come in every single solitary day. So that number's going to change every day.
But definitely adoptions are up year over year, that type of thing.
Adoptions are doing great. So thank you to everybody in the community who's come out and, you know, wanted to be a part of supporting us.
Now, before we get to why you're actually here today on Talk of the Town, if someone wants to actually adopt a pet, do they go online to set an appointment or do they make a phone call to you?
They can do either one. They can go to our Facebook page and they can just click on the top and it'll take you right to the adoption appointment portal. You can do it through our website or you can give us a call.
Okay. And at the end of, you know, our chat this afternoon, we'll definitely get the information out there for the Humane Society, so Facebook page, website, and phone number. But, Laura, we brought you in to talk about an exciting program that you guys are launching called the Pet Guardianship Program. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's actually been around for a little while. We're just really trying to amp it up. Over the last 2 years, it's really been coming a little bit more to fruition. It kind of went through its little phases. But it's really a fantastic program. I'm actually have my animals all enrolled in it. And it's basically what happens if something happens to you? What happens to your pets? So just like we make arrangements for our kids, should something happen to us, I mean, my pets are family. So I want to make sure that they're going to be taken care of. So this program, basically you sign up for it. We have all the information online, and you can also give Gina a call, and I'll give you her information, too. And so it's going to give you peace of mind. So if something happens, you know that when they come in to take care of everything, you're going to have a magnet on your refrigerator. You're going to have something on the window that says, my pets are part of the pet guardianship program. We're going to have all the information. You've got a phone that is completely just separate for this program. So if you need to talk to us about something, you've got a direct line to us. So you sign up for it, and the enrollment form is amazing because it talks about everything. You know, so if we're doing a cat, okay, does Fluffy like dry food? Does Fluffy like wet food? Does Fluffy like catnip? Is Fluffy afraid of thunder? Is Fluffy afraid of other people, of dogs? So you get everything very, very specific. Is there anything in particular that's happened to this animal since you've had it or that you know of? Anything like that, so that we've got everything extremely specific so that when the time does come that we need to find it a new home, we know exactly the home so that we can match it up with the lifestyle to which, you know, they're used to. So it's really amazing. We've got it for cats, for dogs, and for horses. So it's a really amazing program. We don't really, you know, ask you for anything except that you just become an annual donor. And if you want to do it monthly or annually, there's no minimum amount, anything like that. And then we ask that, you know, you maybe consider leaving us in your will or estate. And, you know, so it's great. They make sure that they've got all their shots are all up to date, that they're microchipped if they aren't already microchipped. So it's an awesome program. We had, in fact, Bob Brooks was one of the people that was a big part of it. And the Daily Courier did an entire article on the front page with him. He has since passed away, and both of his cats came to us. And we were able to find them, you know, the exact home. I mean, it was just such a good fit for these cats. And so it's just something to think about. I mean, especially during these times, everything's so uncertain.
Absolutely. Now, and one of the things, you know, that I'm thinking about, because I have a personal story on this, but too often you hear of people towards the end of their life just abandoning their pets.
Yep.
You know, letting them out of the house or what have you. And this is a great, great program to stop that.
Right.
And one of the last, actually, we adopted a cat 2017 from the Humane Society that had been somehow abandoned. And my wife found it, and we were able to adopt it. But again, this, we don't want to have to go through that process, because
exactly.
That was excruciating, because someone had, you know, abandoned a cat. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to adopt it, but this is a much better way to do things.
This is, you know, there's absolutely no reason, and I know that a lot of people do that they have this whole vision of the shelter and, you know, the ASPCA, Sarah McLachlan singing in the background vision, and that's not Yavapai Humane Society. It's a bright, clean environment. Everybody that works there is passionate about what we do and finding these animals homes and taking care of them. So, you know, don't just open the door and let them out. And that was one of the things that I know people were afraid of when COVID-19 came out, is that people were going to be, you know, worried about their dogs and cats getting it. So, you know, we're there, and we're there to take care of them and find them new homes. And I think that this program is just really, of all the programs that we have, this is probably one of the most amazing ones. And when I learned about it, like I said, I did sign up with all three of my animals. So, because I'm, you know, single, my family's all allergic to cats. I have two cats and a dog. And so it's, you know, what's going to happen to them? Well, now I know. Should something happen to me, and I know for a fact, because I know this program, they're going to be taken care of.
Absolutely.
Until they can have a home found for them.
And Lori, like you said, the Humane Society is a fantastic place. We have adopted three in the course of almost 15 years, three animals through the Humane Society.
Oh, thank you.
Humane Society is a beautiful facility. And, my wife won't let me go there alone because I would come back with something. So, it tugs my heartstrings, because I don't want to see anything in the Humane Society. And I just, you know. Yes, I'm a pet lover. So
well,
there I said it.
That's such a good thing, you know, and it's hard. Everybody says, how can you work there, and isn't it hard for you? But I just say, you know, I get to look at these dogs and cats every day. I get to know them, get to walk with them, and then I get to write about them and get to help market them, to find them homes. And one of my favorite things is when people send in updates on their animals and say, okay, we adopted DJ 2 months ago. In fact, a couple, and they just keep sending me in all these updates. And I mean, they even made a cake for the dog on the 2 month anniversary. And so it's awesome, because you get to see, you know, this is why we do what we do.
Absolutely. So if people want more information about this program, and of course, even just about even adopting an animal, where would they go?
They can give us a call at 928-445-2666. If you're interested in the pet guardianship program, you can ask for Gina or anybody. Just tell them you're interested in the pet guardianship program. And then just in general, for adoptions, anything, it is the same number, 445-2666. Our website is yavapaihumane.org, and all of the information is there. All of our adoptable pets are listed there, and all of our different programs are listed there. And then we also have our Facebook page, which sadly I am on 24/7. Or happily, I'm on 24/7.
Well, Lori, thank you for taking the time to come in today and talk to us about the Pet Guardianship Program and talk to us about the wonderful things the Humane Society has been doing.
Oh, thank you so much for allowing us to be here.
So you've been listening to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley Day, and we will be right back after a quick commercial break. Thank you.
This year, Toyota recognized Findlay Toyota Prescott as one of their finest with the President's Award. Findlay Toyota Prescott had to excel at your sales and service satisfaction, vehicle delivery excellence, employee training and certification, and growth. Come in today and get a presidential experience for yourself. Call ahead and make an appointment or shop at FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. The future is bright. Come shine with us. Findlay Toyota Prescott and FindlayToyotaPrescott.com. Now open Sundays.
This is Jamal McCoy of Findlay Toyota Prescott. We're here for you.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdie told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical heating, cooling, and plumbing.
Arizona, you never cease to amaze us. From your determination to your resiliency, both individually and as a community. Because of you, the Arizona Lottery can use its resources to help make our state stronger. From supporting small businesses to protecting Arizona's most vulnerable people and giving hope to future generations. We've been in this with you since 1981, paving the way for a better tomorrow, for our better tomorrow. Learn more at arizonalottery.com/givesback.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor, Monday through Friday on CAT, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Matt Searcher for the town of Prescott Valley.
Hey, we're back to Talk of the Town. KQ&A, 1130 a.m. and KQ&A 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM and on the web at kqna.com. In the studio with me is Manuel Lucero. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Correct. Lucio. Hello. Lucero is
Lucero.
Fine. Yeah.
Okay. He's the assistant director for the Museum of Indigenous People, formerly the Smoke Eye Museum.
Correct.
We were just talking during the break that Smoke Eye Pueblo and the Smoke Eye people will 100 years old.
Yeah, next year will
next
be 100
year,
years
old. But the museum has since changed their name to focus on Indigenous people, which are the Native Americans. And if you've never been over there, and I can tell you because it's been a while, but the last time I was there, just an amazing building, amazing museum that showcases just so many different things, but the artwork in particular was very striking. So, I want definitely talk to us more about the museum because I can go on about my experience, but no one wants to hear from me.
The museum itself was built in 1935 to resemble a Hopi Pueblo. And a lot of Puebloan people, whether it be Acoma or Hopi or someone, they come in and go, wow, this looks like home. So they did a pretty doggone good job at it. But being built in 1935, there's some little nooks and crannies in there that have never been cleaned, ever. So the whole myth of the dusty museum actually isn't a myth. We have found, even though we do a deep cleaning every year anyway, and then in the middle of the year, we really got to get down into it since we've been closed these last few months. So before we open back up, we were doing some deep disinfecting of everything, and everything is stone or wood in there, so very porous. And so without discoloring any of the wood or stone, we had to find disinfectants that would work well, that would also kill bugs, virus, whatever. So we're doing that now. But we do. We host prehistoric 20,000-year-old artifacts all the way up into Hopi skateboard decks, contemporary stuff. So there's some amazing things in there.
And it's beautiful. I mean, just the artwork, the carpentry, some of the things, I mean, the rugs.
Oh, yeah.
It's just amazing. If you've never been, it's just one of those things. But you can't actually go in person right now.
Not right now. We are closed. And like I said, we're doing that deep cleaning to where we, when we do open back up, and we're shooting for a, kind of a soft opening, if you will, where only staff will be running the museum in the beginning of June. And then we'll do our, I don't know, grand reopening, or if you call it that, but with a brand new exhibit. And we're going to go forward with it. A lot of our plans had changed for our scheduling. None of our lectures, they all got canceled. Our rug auction is a big fundraiser for us, got canceled. So we had to reconfigure how we operate over there in these last few months. One of the things we're doing to keep the community engaged is a coloring contest. And it's a drawing done by Mr. Abel Nash. And he is a Hopi Tewa. And he's the one that designed our new logo for us. And what you do is you go to the Museum of Indigenous Peoples website and you download and print the hummingbird illustration and the entry form. You can color it with watercolors or crayons or color pencils or however you want and send it back into it. Fill out the entry form and send it back into us. You can email it to us or you can snail mail it to us. And we're actually offering cash prizes for the best one with what we call our Tiny Tots category. It's for little guys. From ages 0 to 6, and a little $25 cash prize for them. The juniors, 7 to 11, will get $25. Our teens, 12 to 20, will get $50. And then adult prizes, 21 and up, $100. And, you know, with all these folks out of work, $100 sounds pretty good.
So what's the deadline for this?
The deadline for this, oh, geez, we only have a few more days left. So get those entries in there. And I got to tell you, we thought it would be something kind of local. And we've been getting entries from Austria and Germany, wow. Switzerland. And so it's, you put it on social media, it's all over the planet.
So you said a couple of days. So the deadline's, yeah. I'm guessing, the end of the month. Is
yeah,
that correct?
At the end of the month.
Okay, so the 30th or 31st?
We're going with the 31st.
Okay.
And, you know, and if a couple straggle in afterwards, I'm sure we're not going to leave them out.
And I see that winners will be announced on the Facebook page?
Correct. And what we're going to do is get them up to Abel so he can judge for himself. The museum is going to take the judging out of it. We already got it to where my daughter, who's with us in the studio today, her name is Walela, which in Cherokee means hummingbird. So I was like, oh, this is perfect. And they're like, no, she's your daughter. She can't compete. Like, oh. But we will be announcing them on Facebook, and it ought to be a lot of fun.
So what else is going on at the museum?
We've also been engaging with the Native community and kind of build that bridge virtually, if you will, with posts about social distancing powwow, which is Native dancers from all over Canada and the United States are posting videos of them doing their traditional dances and powwow dances and so on and sharing them with everyone. Because all of those gatherings have been canceled as well. And museum is a very proud sponsor of our local powwow here in Prescott that usually happens in September and hopefully will happen this September. To share that and to get those dances and those prayers out there to the people, we thought that that was something we needed to do and engage the community.
And you've been all doing that via Facebook or Zoom or any,
Facebook, Instagram. We've been using Zoom for our meetings so that we could social distance and whatnot. Most of our volunteers are in that target area for COVID, so we don't want to endanger anybody's health in any way. When we're at work, we have our masks and whatnot, and we try to not rub up against it and elbow to elbow with each other, but we still get some work done. With our rug auction being canceled, we also have the virtual tour on the museum website itself. So that's www.museumofindigenouspeople.org. You can go on there. You can preview all the items digitally. If you would like, if you're more of a touchy-feely person, you want to feel the weave of a rug or the basket or so on and actually handle the art, we are thinking about opening up to make appointments so that you can come in, you know, no more than 10 people kind of thing, and you can check it out that way. We haven't banged out all the finalities with it for the online auction because we're working with our auctioneers, R.C. Burnham and Company. And once we do that, then we'll announce officially how we're going to go forward with this auction. And that is going to be very different than what we're used to.
But it is amazing, though. Of course, with everything with COVID and so forth, you know, the amount of utilizing social media, Zoom, and so forth has just been extraordinary. It's amazing what can be done when we're not actually there physically.
Absolutely, absolutely. We tried to work on some virtual tours. That what we found out when you try to film things, especially in a museum where there's a lot of glass, it just doesn't work out really well. But we did get a couple of videos going, and we're running some more. We don't know how long this thing was going to last or is going to last. Are we going to see a second wave? We just don't know. So we are working on and with our good friends Andrew Johnson Smith and his wife Angie, who have just been amazing in helping us out with the social media thing and the filming of these little videos and whatnot and the posting of everything and getting the word out there. They have been amazing, and they're professionals and they know their craft and it's been really great working with them. I know Facebook and I know Instagram by, you know, you press like or mm-hmm. scroll or what. That's all I know. But, they know the nooks and crannies. They know the marketing and it's been great.
So the Hummingbird Coloring Contest goes through the end of the month.
Correct.
And, definitely would encourage you to check out the website again, Museum of Indigenous Indigenous mm-hmm. people.org. All the information's on there.
Absolutely.
And definitely, you know, drawing a hummingbird. And I know it's not going to do justice to the real thing, but at least, I'm looking forward to actually seeing the winner on the Facebook.
There's some absolutely gorgeous ones. And a couple of them that we pulled out and I was fortunate enough to look at before we get sent off. I was like, wow, look at this. It was a kid that did this. I thought it was some adult or something. It was just fantastic. And I'm like, wow, if the kids are doing this, the adults don't have a chance. But they're beautiful. And then we got some really cute ones, some scribbles on it from a one-year-old, too. It was just adorable.
And Manuel, if anyone has any questions out there, how would they best get a hold of you?
You know what? You can go through our Facebook page, obviously, mm-hmm. Being that most of us are on social media a lot more now. You can also go to the website and send a message there. We have an email link there. Calling on the phone at this moment in time because nobody's really in the museum unless you got big, air compressors and stuff going because we're cleaning everything. We're not going to hear the phone ring. So, calling, if you do call the museum, 928-445-1230. And what you want to do is go ahead and ask for punch the number to get to my extension. And we have them all going to our cell phones right now because no one can sit and man the phone. So all those phone calls go to our cell phones. So you can call, you can email, you can message us on Facebook, and we'll get back to you.
Well, I appreciate you coming in, taking the time, come in and talk to us about this contest, everything the museum's been doing. Definitely, like I said, if you've not had a chance, when they reopen, mm-hmm. definitely get out there and see what they're doing out there.
Yeah, please do.
All right.
Look forward to seeing you.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back here on KQ&A, Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley.
The open road is waiting for you. At Affinity RV, you get a home weather view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
If you can't chew it, odds are your garbage disposal can't either. This is Jeremy Rushton with Yavapai Plumbing and Heating. It's not uncommon to end up with something in your garbage disposal that was never meant to be there. We get it. So that's why right now, we're offering $25 off any garbage disposal replacement, whether it's eggshells or a pan of grease.
Uh-oh, I've done that.
It's $25 off. Call Yavapai Plumbing and Heating today at 776-7025 or visit us online at ypeinc.com.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company. We have always practiced and trained our staff for the safest in food handling and sanitation, and we will continue to do so. We've printed our new menu, and of course, you can always get our award-winning beers on tap. We took out some tables and spread the others out to increase distance, and placed a hand sanitizer station next to our staircase that leads upstairs to our upstairs dining room. We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
During tough times, Cottonwood Area Transit and Verde Links are here for you, offering a free ride for those necessary trips to the grocery, pharmacy, work, or doctor, Monday through Friday on Cat, 7 days a week on Links. Rest assured, we're taking extra measures to disinfect our buses to keep you safe. To check on routes and schedules, please go to www.ride-cat.com.
Oh, it's so pretty, and I love the message.
We are one.
Hey, let's tape it to the window.
Okay.
With the outbreak of COVID-19, we're staying home more and seeing less of friends, neighbors, and coworkers. But COVID-19 cannot break the bond that connects us in the Quad Cities. That shines through in the messages of hope taped to the windows of our homes, the donations to support those who have suffered loss, the hard work that keeps our grocery store shelves stocked, and the smiles beneath the masks of restaurant staff delivering curbside orders. To our community during this difficult time, thank you from Yavapai Regional Medical Center. We are one. And we are inspired by you.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. I'm Gregory Scott reporting with a check of news and weather brought to you this hour by Affinity RV. A 10-year-old boy is recovering from injuries suffered when he was hit by a truck. Prescott Valley Police Department spokesman Tracy Gordon says the incident happened at around 9 Friday morning on Highway 69.
The child was going out to get something out of his car, darted across the street without looking, and a truck struck the child. He was drug approximately 10 feet and he was choppered to Phoenix Children's Hospital.
The driver of the truck stopped immediately after the incident and remained on the scene. Prescott Valley police officers from Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority personnel arrived to stabilize the child. Officers are currently investigating the incident. Meanwhile, five juveniles are facing charges following a fire in the town of Baghdad. The fire started last Thursday afternoon and charred 65 acres near East Park Drive.
The fire caused partial evacuations in Baghdad and came within 20 yards of structures and residences in the area. Hotshot crews, bulldozers, several firefighters from several different agencies, a spotter plane, and a slurry bomber were required to combat the flames and get the fire under control.
Yavapai County Sheriff's Office Public Affairs Assistant Chris Wilson says it was discovered the blaze was human-caused.
Investigators discovered five juveniles, ranging in age from 11 to 15 years, caused a fire by smoking on the nearby state land during a fire ban.
Thanks to the heroic actions of our public safety professionals,
professionals, the situation turned out much better than it could have.
All five juveniles have been charged with reckless burning. A 15-year-old involved in the incident is also facing a tampering with witness charge for attempting to keep the witnesses from incriminating him. There was no injury or structure damage. Estimated cost of fighting the park fire is $30,000. Your KQNA forecast, clear skies on into the evening, a low of 59 tonight in the Prescott area. Sunny with a high of 91 tomorrow, 10 to 20 mile per hour winds. Much the same for the rest of the week. In the Verde Valley, clear and 60 this evening. Sunny and hot on Wednesday with a high of 102 tomorrow. 10 to 15 mile per hour winds with temperatures in the triple digits all week long. That's news and weather brought to you this hour by Affinity RV. I'm Gregory Scott reporting for AM 1130 by 99.9 FM. Prescott, Chino Valley and Paulden, 95.5 FM. Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at KQNA.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Let's make your hair happy. Let's go to a fun-friendly salon. Let's go to Tanessa's Family Hair Care in Prescott Valley. Hi, Tanessa here. Whether you're looking for a new trendy style or something more traditional, Tanessa's Family Hair Care can do it. We offer everything from hair extensions, cuts, colors, and a variety of hair care for the entire family. Call 775-0320 for an appointment or find us on Facebook at Tanessa's with an E Family Hair Care. Come on in for a smile and a style that's right for you.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rippographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rippographics today.
Hello, Prescott. This is John Nielsen, wanting to welcome everyone back to Prescott Brewing Company. We have always practiced and trained our staff for the safest in food handling and sanitation, and we will continue to do so. We've printed our new menu, and of course, you can always get our award-winning beers on tap. We took out some tables and spread the others out to increase distance, and placed a hand sanitizer station next to our staircase that leads upstairs to our upstairs dining room. We hope to see you soon. Prescott Brewing Company, in the heart of downtown Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Matt Searcher for the town of Prescott Valley.
Hey, welcome back to Talk of the Town here on KQ&A, 1130 a.m. and 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. We are now at the member spotlight section of our show, and in the studio with me is Tiffany Talbot. She's the general manager for In the Game, formerly known as Freedom Station, and Daniel Martinez. He is the owner of Daniel G. Martinez Agency Farmers Insurance in Prescott Valley. So welcome both of you to the show. And Tiffany, we'll start with you. So kind of exciting times now for In the Game. You guys reopened last Friday. So tell us all about that.
It was a long time coming. I mean, I think we were all itching to get back to work and make sure that we open up and have a fun, clean, safe environment where people can get out and enjoy some fun and recreation after the long stay-at-home order. We spent the time making sure that we were following CDC guidelines as well as local and state government guidelines to reopen with a facility that is clean, safe, and fun for all of our guests. We've spent a lot of time working with an epidemiologist to make sure that we are using chemicals that are safe to use around kids, adults, and make sure that nobody is going to get sick. It's not hazardous, but it is going to kill the germs. So the facility is going to always have a safe time for people when they come in. So With that, a lot of time was spent making sure that we were ready to go. We are opening slow but steady, and we're going to do it in a measured fashion so that we can make sure when people do come in that they're not afraid, that they know that they're coming into a place where they can trust that their family is going to have a safe time and a good time. So with that, we kind of reduced our hours. Right now, we're only open 12 to 8. We are open 7 days a week, but the hours are just a little bit reduced. That way, we can control the flow of guests. We can see how the things are going. We're only operating at about 50% capacity right now. So when guests do come, there is a potential that when you get there, we can say, sorry, right now, we're full. However, once people go out, you're welcome to come back in. All of our games are fully operational. All of our attractions, with the exception of our play maze, are also fully operational, which means that people can enjoy themselves. When you come in, you're going to see that the team has face masks on, and that's to ensure both the safety of our guests as well as the safety of everybody that's coming in. They're going to see a lot of cleaning going on, a lot of sanitizing going on. We use chemicals that are, like I said, safe. They're non-toxic for the people that are coming in, but it's going to kill the germs. And we're making sure we hit all those high-touch surfaces, so the ones that people are most apt or most frequent to go to. So those are areas of concentration. We have hand sanitizing stations throughout the facility so that if you touch something, you can sanitize your hands. If you feel like you want to sanitize your hands before you touch it, you can do that as well. So, again, just providing that safety measure. We have social distancing reminders throughout the facility. There's stickers on the floor. Please stand here. Please stay 6 feet apart. All of the games have a reminder that we are cleaning them throughout the day, that we're constantly cleaning them. And, again, just that reminder of to respect social distancing. Just because somebody may feel comfortable walking around without a mask on or getting close, others may not feel the same way. So we just want to make sure that we're respectful of everybody that's coming into the facility.
Do you anticipate expanding hours as things go on?
I believe so. It's kind of a guessing game right now. I don't have a better answer for that than we're just kind of guessing. We thought, well, that's kind of like a good time frame. That way it gets people time to get up and get going for the day. And then we just kind of gauge it and see. So far, the response has been great for the people that have come in. People seem to be happy. They're enjoying themselves. They are being respectful of the guidelines. As far as the hours go, I think people are used to our old hours, and so they're maybe not expecting that, oh, by the way, we close in 30 minutes when they come in. So the more we see that the guests are willing to come out and venture out and come into the facility, we'll expand our hours accordingly.
I was there in September for your ribbon cutting.
Okay.
And I must say, I was very, very impressed with what you guys have done to that facility.
Thank you.
And it's amazing, actually.
It was completely remodeled from floor to ceiling with new games, new attractions, and brand new restaurant, completely chef-inspired menu. I will say, though, that right now we have reduced our menu just until we are fully operational, and that's just to, control some measures and make sure that we're doing everything in a safe way for our guests. So we still have right now, we're offering $5 handcrafted burgers through the 31st. People can come in and they can get a large cheese pizza and a $20 play card for $25. And then they also can get a $20 play card for $10.
And then I see also you have a new axe throwing game.
We do. That is amazing. When I first did it, I did the girl throw, like me, you just kind of like you close your eyes, you look away. But once you get used to it, it's addicting. That is something that I think people are going to want to do over and over. Right now we offer where you can do the lane, and it can be one person, it can be five people, and you can do it for 10 minutes, 30 minutes, or 60 minutes.
And I also see that you guys are also doing half-off games on Thursdays.
We do. So each and every Thursday, not just one Thursday, we always do it on Thursdays. It's half price off our games. That does not include attractions. So it is just the games. And so if it normally costs you 4 credits to play, on Thursdays it's 2. So what's better than playing games? Well, getting them for half off.
Now, of course, if anyone has any questions, how would they actually get a hold of you, Tiffany, or just get a hold of in the game?
So, I mean, we have multiple ways. They can call our phone number, and it's 928-775-4040. They can also view some information on inthegame.net. And we have our Facebook page at In the Game Freedom Station. Any of those ways you can get a hold of us.
Okay. No, this is great. I mean, and I'm just glad to hear that you guys are back open. And, you know, I want to talk about real quick Prescott Valley Together. Because together we're getting, you know, we're getting through this and we're going to come back stronger than ever. And so, you know, definitely having you guys open, it's just going to, you know, it's just a great thing. And so, you know, definitely if you've not been over there since they remodeled, In the Game is an amazing place. It's just some of the, you know, just how clean everything looks and so forth. And of course, how much, all the cool games that they have. Definitely, well, I would recommend getting in there. So Tiffany, thank you for coming out today.
Thank you.
And so Daniel.
Hi.
Welcome. And, you know, I must say Daniel and I have known each other for quite some time. So, you know, I always give him a hard time. He gives me a hard time, that type of thing.
That's promised.
Absolutely. So, tell us about, you know, your agency.
Yeah. So, I think, the one thing I kind of want to express in this radio station expresses a lot is doing local things. And so there's a lot of different resources that you can buy insurance from. And I would say there's a lot of different exposures from national brands that we have different here, right? We have all four seasons. That's why people love being here. And because we have all four seasons, we also have something that everybody loves, the monsoon season coming up soon. And that exposure kind of creates something different. And so having a local agent, whether it's our agency or other agencies out there, I encourage as many people to buy insurance locally.
Now, you've been doing this for quite some time, correct?
Yeah, this is my second round at it. I actually started insurance in 2007, stepped out of it for a couple of years, and then came back and started my own agency.
What have things been like for you in the last few months?
So we've kind of just closed our blinds, locked the doors. We won't see more than three clients in a day. Most of our business is actually conducted over the phone, a lot by email, fax. Believe it or not, people still use fax machines. At the end of the day, I think the key is communication, and we love the aspect of, you know, really coming up down to our office, having a cup of coffee, water, meeting with a client, shaking their hand. We kind of miss those old ways, and we don't know when those ways are going to come back. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of ways that we can still communicate with the clients efficiently and effectively, and still kind of give them that good two cents to help them locally too.
I know it's probably a shameless plug, but you do a lot of good things for the community. In particular, a while back, you delivered a bunch of stuff to the police department, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was actually my birthday on May 7th, and instead of taking, I thought I should give. So I bought 100 different flowers, bouquets, and I gave them to the hospital. I gave them to the police station, fire department. We just went around to our local heroes and just said thank you. We figure they're really busy during this time. And just to make things easier for them for Mother's Day, whether they had their wives, their mothers, or anybody else, their loved ones to worry about, one less thing to take off their plate and just take care of them.
So what are some of the most common things you're seeing lately?
So accidents are down, which is great news. One thing I'm really proud of farmers is that we've discounted 25% in the month of April, 15% in the month of May, and we're looking at what we're going to do moving forward. No promises yet, but we're not the first ones to kind of make a commitment, but we're usually the last ones, and our commitments are kind of stronger than everybody else's. I think right now we're entering fire season, so we have to kind of prepare for that. And that's kind of a little bit I want to touch on today, Matt, is just how we can make sure that we're preparing for fire season. So as best as we can, I would say make sure we're barbecue season also. A lot of people are barbecuing outside. Make sure we keep those propane tanks away from your home. Those could be really dangerous. Firewood, a lot of people love to make fire pits during the summer, and rightfully so. I think that's one of my favorite times of the season. Making sure that firewood is away from your house also. Anything could spark a fire. Make sure those trees are clear from the home. Again, monsoon season's coming up, so those trees could really be rubbing against your house, break some windows, and those sorts of things.
Now, I can tell you real quick, you know, with being on the fire board, one of our biggest things is education, because that's really what it comes down to preventing any type of fire, is education. So what other resources can you provide people out there?
So we try to share as much as we can online. And one of the biggest things that we try to share is definitely making sure, again, our season's coming up. So while you're boating, trailing with trailers, is making sure we keep those chains off the road, those sparks. And we just try to share as much as we can on social media, whether it's protecting on fire, whether it's making home improvements and making sure those improvements are insured. Just try to give as much education as we can.
And so if someone has a question for you, how'd they get a hold of you, Daniel?
Yeah, so we have a vlog and a blog. So the blog's on DanielMartinezAgency.com. I should slow down and just say DanielMartinezAgency.com. And then you could also go through our Facebook, find us on Facebook, Instagram, and also just give us a call or come by our office on the north side of Prescott Valley.
What's the phone number?
928-499-1076.
And so if someone wants to find you and want to drop by, what's the address?
7594 East Palo Verde, Prescott Valley, across the street from Roberts Market.
And then right off of Addis, correct? Right there?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So thank you, Tiffany, Daniel, very much for coming in today and taking the time out of your schedules to just talk to us today on the member spotlight section of the show. And, you know, the other thing is just thank you for being members of the Chamber. It definitely, you know, the Chamber is a great business advocate, and your interaction with the public, even coming in today, it speaks volumes. So thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll finish up here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 and 95.5 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll be
whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Want to stay nice and cool all summer long? Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for all your air conditioning and plumbing needs. Serving central and northern Arizona with fast, reliable service. The guys and gals at Gettles get it. Make sure your AC is ready for the summer heat with a visit from one of Gettles' knowledgeable technicians. Offering air conditioning and plumbing repair service. Call Gettles at 772-2751 or go online to GettlesHDM.com.
Water's Garden companion plants in May are Indian hawthorn, purple robe locust, Prescott sunshine geraniums, and vining akebia.
Akebia is a super vigorous vine with dangling fragrant flowers.
She proliferates up arbors, pergolas, fences, and stunning as a ground cover to retain hills.
One of the fastest growing evergreen vines you can plant in the gardens.
You only find the hardiest vines at Water's Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Larry Green Chevrolet is committed to their community, customers, and staff in taking extra steps to maintain a healthy, sanitary workplace while still meeting the needs of customers. With this in mind, Larry Green Chevrolet has introduced Purchase Power for the People. Start at home, reserve your vehicle, get pre-qualified, even value your trade-in all online at LarryGreenChevrolet.com. Imagine all the paperwork just waiting for your review and signature. Create your best car deal in your very own home. LarryGreenChevrolet.com. And now that you have time, schedule your existing vehicle for routine maintenance. Purchase power for the people. Completely hassle-free from Larry Green Chevrolet. Buy online or over the phone, and they'll deliver your new or used vehicle to your door. Shop from the comfort of your home with Larry Green Chevrolet, just off Rodeo Drive next to Walmart in Cottonwood, at LarryGreenChevrolet.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Matt Searcher, for the town of Prescott Valley.
Hey, and welcome back to Talk of the Town, Prescott Valley, here on KQ&A. You know, a few closing notes here. One of the things that's been ongoing, and I'm sure you know a lot of people know, but the Navajo Nation is right now a major hotspot for the coronavirus COVID-19. And so there is a Navajo Nation food drive that is actually going to be going on. It actually started today, but recurring on the 28th, May 28th. So it's Thursday, May 28th, Friday the 29th, and Saturday the 30th, and also June 2nd and the 4th. They're going to be, the drive's going on at various times during the day, but the next food drive, like I said, is this Thursday, May 28th from 2 to 4 p.m. And that's being located at 8591 Florentine Road in Prescott Valley. And that is a few doors down from Sauce Pot Stickers and Pearson's Auto Service. Also, they have a Facebook page at NNFDAZ. It's Navajo Nation Food Drive, Arizona. So with that, we're out of time. So we'll see you next time here on Talk of the Town, KQ&A, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 and 95.5 FM and on the web at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Genesis Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's Restaurant, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Cottonwood Area Transit, and Gettles High Desert Mechanical. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.